Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Are you getting anxious for those warm summer nights? There are bound to be many warm summer nights, no doubt many with clear skies. That'll make for some good night sky watching. It seems like there is always something interesting to see up there, such as constellations, meteors, and full moons, to name a few. So consider making a concerted effort this summer to spend more time observing the nighttime sky. There's a full moon coming up on May 31st. It's also a blue moon, the second full moon of a month. Full moons are great to observe through a telescope, but even a good pair of binoculars enhances the viewing considerably. And of course, there will be other full moons coming up this summer. Although the peak viewing period for the Eta Aquarius meteor shower is past, the shower continues until the end of the month, and there are more shows coming. The Delta Aquarius meteor shower will run roughly from July 12th to August 23rd, with the peak viewing period coming up on or around July 28th. Plus, the Delta Aquarius overlaps with the Perseids meteor shower, which runs roughly from July 17th to August 24th, with the peak viewing period coming up on or around the evening of August 12th. Meteor showers are named after the constellation in which the meteors appear to originate. So the Delta Aquarius will appear to originate within the constellation Aquarius, while the Perseids will appear to originate within the constellation Perseus. The meteors can, however, be observed anywhere in the sky. With the aid of a star chart, perhaps on an app, several other constellations may be identified in the summer sky, including Scorpius the Scorpion, Sagittarius the Archer, Hercules, Lyra the Lyre, and Cygnus the Swan. And of course the Big Dipper's up there so we can tell which way is north. There's also a couple eclipses coming up this summer that you might find interesting. North Dakota's on the edge of a solar eclipse August 12th. There's also a partial or perhaps full lunar eclipse that'll be visible in North Dakota on August 28th. Watch for more information on these events in the news as the dates approach. So take advantage of these warm summer nights with clear skies. Learn a few new constellations, see some meteors, and you'll likely be surprised at all the satellites orbiting up there. I've put links to more information on the night sky, including some reviews of astronomy and constellation apps, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.